We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, off and rolling. Terrible day. Beautiful day. Terrible day. Terrible day of rain and wind and gust and a loss from yesterday that certainly we will discuss today as Eagles lose in Pittsburgh. Competitive game, no doubt, but a loss. Same day, Dallas loses Dak Prescott but wins the game for them. Birds now in second place. We got a lot to hit. We'll do so with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines. What stood out to you? The good of a competitive tight game, clearly, but the bad of a loss. The play of Wentz, Ertz, Mills, and the coaching of Jim Schwartz. We got a lot to get to. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
Did you know the common house fly buzzes in the key of F?
No.
It's a real deal. When they flap their wings at about 190 times per second, the human ear interprets that frequency as a pitch along the F major scale.
Wow.
So the notes are F, G, A, B flat, C, D, and E.
Is it true that the common house fly would have had a better chance as the defensive coordinator of the Eagles yesterday than Jim Schwartz?
We have a lot to talk
about.
We
do. All right, let's
a lot.
Let's get to it all. Let me start with this. My biggest takeaway actually yesterday was not negative. My biggest takeaway actually was positive. I was more encouraged than discouraged by what I saw from the Birds yesterday. I actually really was. I thought Wentz was much better. I thought it was the best game he's played this season, and he actually did most of it from the pocket. The offensive line, I thought, despite giving up some sacks, generally speaking, hung in there pretty good. D-line again showed some teeth. Travis Fulgham was awesome. And the Birds were much more competitive than expected. Now, again, I'll be clear. I am more encouraged as an Eagles fan as we sit here this morning than I was yesterday morning prior to the game being played, prior to the Eagles losing a game. And I know that seems counterintuitive, but I was largely impressed from what I saw from the Birds yesterday. With that said, there were some major negatives. Schwartz was a disaster. He was a disaster. And for all the discussion about that critical play, Claypool touchdown at the end of the game and the Nate Gary component of it and Schwartz putting him in that position, which he obviously should not have been in, to me, that wasn't even like that. That wasn't even the biggest negative. The biggest negative was week after week after week, quarter after quarter yesterday, the Eagles' inability, I believe by Jim Schwartz's design, to stop these ridiculous wide receiver end-arounds where teams are consistently, not a play, not a fourth-quarter play, game after game after game after game, where because the Eagles' defensive ends, I guess, crash hard upfield and whatever they do with the linebackers, somehow, some way, Jim Schwartz cannot seem to figure out that opposing offensive coordinators have figured out him and that he's got to have his defensive line differently so these simple, ridiculous wide receiver handoffs don't keep burning the Birds. And they do, and it's driving me batty. Now, look, again, I'll say this because I'm getting a little heated here, and I don't want to be. I felt better yesterday going to sleep about the Eagles and their chances to win the division than I did prior to the day started. And that honestly, and I swear to God, I'll put my right hand up and I'll swear in a Bible, that honestly had nothing to do with Dak Prescott being injured. Obviously, the Prescott injury further opens things up. But independent of that, before that Cowboys game even started, when the Eagles game ended, I actually felt more encouraged than discouraged about the Birds, which I did not expect to be. With that said, John, between Schwartz and Ertz and some other negatives and some stupid penalties and some stupid play, There was a lot on the good and there was a lot on the bad in a close game that turned into a 9-point deficit that, frankly, I think a game that Doug Peterson himself today on WIP this morning with Angelo said the Eagles should have won. Said they should have won the game.
Well, I disagree with Doug on that front. I do think that there were positives from that game. Let's not forget the referees took a touchdown off the board that should have been a touchdown.
Well, and probably gave Pittsburgh one also, though, with that ridiculous sequence of first quarter penalties that moved the ball down to the 1 yard line. I thought the refs were horrendous.
The refs were awful. Horrendous. And they did impact the game.
Yeah, both ways.
Which is, yeah.
They really, really
and
did.
That's a shame.
Yeah, they did.
Now, we played a sloppy game again. And that is on Doug. That's on Jim Schwartz. That's on everyone on this staff. I agree with you. There are some positives that you can take away. I am excited for Travis Fulgham. I think we should all recognize what we witnessed yesterday was sort of a mirror image on both sides of the ball. Chase Claypool, Travis Fulgham, both guys that defenses did not prepare for. I mean, forget about it. Our defense is not expecting Chase Claypool to do what he did. And this idea that Jim Schwartz put Nate Gary on Chase Claypool, it's just wrong. Like, I want everyone to be clear on that.
What do you mean?
That's not what happened. I mean, after the game, Rodney McLeod was asked about the play. He said they were in quarters coverage. They're in quarters coverage. That's Rodney McLeod's guy. I mean, yeah, Nate Gary fell down. I will never miss an opportunity to bash Nate Gary because I don't think he's a good football player.
Which really, by
period.
The way, which really means Roseman because
that's for years.
Nate Gary shouldn't be a starter.
I agree.
I mean, it's really not Nate
and
Gary's fault that
he
stinks.
He has been for years now.
Yeah.
Like, he is the old head of the linebackers, which is bizarre. It's crazy. That's a whole other matter where we are devaluing a position to the point where this guy can start for us. That is absurd. But that was quarters coverage. That's Rodney McLeod's guy. I think Nate Gary was supposed to try to carry Chase Claypool. And, of course, Nate Gary almost fell down trying to. And what it was not a double move, by the way.
No.
But there were good things because, you know, that worked the other way. Travis Fulgham came up and bit the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday and showed that he can play in this league. They were not prepared for him. The bad news is, every team we play from now on will be prepared for Travis Fulgham. So that's bad news for his bottom line. Hopefully it's good news for Zach Ertz.
Oh, he was
who
terrible.
Who was awful
terrible.
Yesterday.
Terrible.
But can be better if he's not having to be covered by a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick.
But, John, watching
if he's
Ertz.
Uncovered yeah. because people are committing coverage elsewhere, which they might because they see, you know, Carson – zeroing in on Travis Fulgham because he's the guy who is toughest in that receiving core, the guy who fights the hardest in that receiving core. I loved seeing that. I hope that sets an example for the other players. I was shocked, Joe, that was a 2-point game. At one point, that was a 2-point game, and we were about to take the lead had Jake Elliott, and right decision
right
in my mind
no
to
question.
Take that to kick that ball.
Absolutely.
Jake Elliott had plenty of leg. He just missed it slightly right.
Yep.
That was the right call, and it would have given us a lead in a game that we had no right to be leading. We were not the better team, but somehow we kept it close. That's a positive.
I thought the Eagles showed a lot of fight.
And by the
I
way,
they showed a lot of
they
fight.
They showed a
yesterday.
Lot of fight, but they're just there's not a lot of good. There's not a lot of good football being played by this team. I thought Carson Wentz was better
Absolutely.
Than the bad that yeah. we saw. Still not great, but showing that he can make those plays like we want him to make.
His arm was pretty accurate.
It was the most accurate
yeah.
game of the year for
yeah,
Carson.
Totally.
That is absolutely a positive. That is something you build on because that stems from his mechanics are getting straightened out. That's great. And the touch passes that we've seen from Carson the last couple weeks, starting with the Fulgham dime
yep.
last week, he had a few really nice dropping ins. The touchdown to Greg Ward this week.
Yep.
He's doing some things we did not see, we did not think possible at the beginning of this season. He's not as awful as everyone believed early on, and he continues to improve. That's great. Now he's got a weapon that will pull some coverage,
help his other weapons. That's great. Miles Sanders had a great run. I mean, and then 10 other carries, he had, what, 6 yards? Once again, we ignored the run game. Once again, we didn't run a lot of plays. This offense is not clicking because it doesn't have enough talent. But our offensive line, Jordan Mailata, did what I thought was impossible heading into the weekend. They matched him up, and they didn't always give him help either. He held his own against Bud Dupree.
Yes, he did.
A guy who was a physical marvel. Jordan Mailata is the future at left tackle. There's no question about it. There are some guys that we can build around on this team. Jordan Mailata is one of them.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to have a shot here to have a say. I mean, the bottom line is we did see some good. We obviously saw some real bad. It shakes out to a loss. It was a surprisingly competitive game, but one that does drop the Eagles with the loss to 1-3-1 and obviously second place in the division. Your phone calls all show. We'll have Doug Peterson's press conference today at noon. Look, I do feel a little better than I did, and Wentz was his best this year, but they still lost. We'll talk about it all. Joe DeCamer, John Reggie with you today on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.